Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mount Union Mayor John Merrick about the city's efforts to unincorporate. What's the current status of Mount Union as far as the unincorporation is concerned?
It'd be on the ballot for the November 8th election for the people to vote upon.
All right, so you're through with the initial phase of getting everything together for the unincorporation, and now it's come to a vote?
Oh, no. What it is that now the issue has been brought to be put onto the ballot for the people to vote upon. The council did what it's supposed to do, and after the council's vote, for those who do not want to unincorporate, they could do a petition to have it put onto the ballot of the next general election or have a special election. In this case, the county said instead of having a special election, they will put it on to the general election in November. And so now we're still in that hold position. We're not getting rid of assets for the purpose of unincorporating and such until after the election.
Okay. Is it usually via special election? Is it rare to have it during the general election, or is that fairly common?
It's common. It's kind of like a 50-50. It depends on the community. A lot of times the committee is either they don't have enough people to be on the council, and so at the next general election, they'll vote to do so, to unincorporate, or the community will understand that there are financial issues of why it can't go forward. And so sometimes the community is understanding and they do not challenge the council's decision because, you know, they're in support of it. And sometimes it goes to a general vote. So it's kind of like a 50-50 thing. So it's not unusual to go to a vote.
So the initial decision to seek the process of unincorporation happened a couple months ago now. So what would you say is the climate of the town right now?
The majority wants to unincorporate, and they're for it. So when it goes to the election, it is expected to pass overwhelmingly to unincorporate.
So after November, that's when the whole process will really start to take off then?
Exactly. That's when we'll start, it's called a packet, more or less, is that we'll start shutting down the city. We start selling off the assets for the purpose of unincorporating, using those funds to finish off any leftover debts that the city would have. And then once that's done, then we turn it over to the state board, or sorry, city development board. And then that board will take a look at it. And then they will either accept it, and they could say no if there's a large debt left over. But in this case, the city will be, after it's selling off its assets and paying off the debts, it'll be debt-free. So there's nothing expected for the board to reject on the unincorporation of the city of Mount Union. Then once that's done, once the board has accepted it, there's no more city council, there's no more mayor, all the funds are turned over to the state city development board, and then for 6 months they will be putting out notices of if anyone has any claims against the city to let them know, and they would adjudicate whether it's an actual debt or not.
Was there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
At this point in time, the city is looking forward to, you know, whatever the vote's going to be, and we'll just deal with what's come up. It's going to be a challenge, and that we'd be doing this. I was hoping that the election wouldn't happen because then we would be able to unincorporate before snowfall. So that way we can get rid of the snowplow and be done, and the county would be able to prepare for snow removal. Now we'd be doing it in the middle of winter, and so the county will be taking over the snow plowing and such in the middle of wintertime possibly.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with John Merrick. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.